The Rape of Europa. Every inch of paint in the picture seems full of joy. Isabella Stewart Gardner. This is how civilization began, with fire in the sky and an abducted lady. Gardner's art dealer wrote to tell her Europa was for sale. One of the greatest Titians in the world is Europa. Cable, please, the one word, yop, yes, Europa, or nope, no, Europa. Yop. Once the painting was hung in her Beacon Street home, Gardner exclaimed, "I'm having a splendid time playing with Europa. She has her adorers fairly on their knees." Gardner was on her knees, rolling Europa along the oriental rug as if it were a toy train. She was swinging like a girl from the white bull's horns. She was pretending to be Europa, the way some kids pretend to be a nurse, a teacher, a soldier, a mother, lying on her back, her white robe up around her knees. Philip II of Spain commissioned Titian's The Rape of Europa. He married Mary I of England when she was 37 years old. A portrait of Philip by Titian was sent to her in 1553. His skin in the portrait was very white as his very white stockings. She was in love. He was not. She was a bad dresser, sour in the face. Her hysteria finally ruined things, and he ran away to Spain. There's a portrait of Mary I at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. In it, she has the look of someone bracing for attack, of someone dragged by her hair across an ocean to start something new. How does one play with a painting? Maybe Mary Tudor propped Philip of Spain's portrait up on her bedside table and beneath her comforter let her hand roam around. Once back upstairs in her bedroom, after an hour of gazing at Europa, Gardner sat down to write a letter to her art dealer. "Good night. I am very sleepy after my orgy." She had visions of Europa burning out her prose in a factory. She had visions of Europa as a bootlegger's daughter, star of the moving pictures. She had visions of Europa licking hard candy. She had visions of Europa terrified among the cattle. She had visions of Europa with ropes and a crane bringing down a statue of Zeus. There's an Islamic tombstone circa 1475 in the cloisters of the Gardner Museum. As is the custom, there are no images of humans or animals. The stones embroidered with the eternal garden. At night, when visitors have gone, him whom God has exalted wanders the American woman's palace, full as it is of faces, and wonders why he's been abandoned here. He who has been martyred mourns for what he lost in eternity. He sometimes wanders into the Titian room. He sees stools and decanters, Christ and tumblers, busts and wallpapers. He stands before the painting on the far wall, flanked by candelabra. He looks and looks. So, they think this happened only to them? Come morning, he points his absent body the correct way.